I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. I'm so grateful that you've decided to tune in and join us. It is going to be a really exciting show. We're thrilled. We have some new business members who are a part of our group, our tribe, and we're excited to introduce them to you today. And that is the YMCA, the Peoria YMCA. And so we are honored to have the CEO, Andy Thornton, here with us this morning. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Kim. How are you? It is great to be here.
I'm great, and I'm so glad you're here today. I can't wait to talk to you more. I know you are doing amazing things with the Y and winning awards and all kinds of stuff. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. But you also have Lindsay Kerr, my friend Lindsay Kerr. Lindsay, we've known each other a while now through Women in Leadership. We met several years ago. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Kim. I'm really excited to be here and really excited that the Peoria YMCA is now a business member of I've Decided. We've been working on this for several years now, and it's really exciting to see it come to fruition and to see what 2019 is going to hold for both of us.
I know. It's going to be a win-win. I'm so excited. It's
going to
be a win-win-win.
She's not lying when she says that, Kim. She has kept this in front of me for the last year. Make sure that, you know, we're in our budget season. We're preparing for 2019, and this is something that she has not let fall off the table.
We're excited to be a part. I am so excited too, and I know it's not just going to be a win-win. It's going to be a win-win-win. Win for us, a win for you, and a win for the community.
That's right.
That's what it's all about. And Lindsay Kerr, she's the Director of Fund Development and Marketing over at the Peoria YMCA. And just in, you may recognize that name. She's involved in all kinds of stuff around Peoria. She helps put on the Women in Leadership. She serves on the board for Women in Leadership, and you're going to be the president-elect coming up soon, right?
I am, yep. Not starting until July of 2019. Right now, I am in charge of the annual conference that we do for Women in Leadership every year, which is really exciting, where we have, you know, 250 women who are just really at the head of whatever business or organization they're leading who attend that conference. So it's exciting work.
And it's great. So awesome. All right. So, you know, like we do, it's becoming our tradition. We like to kind of dive into our weekly winning word. Every Sunday, our business members and our community members receive your weekly winning resource in your email. And it just has your weekly winning word and a weekly winning quote and some challenges, some fun things to kind of keep you focused and help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And then we like to kind of dive into that with our guest and just kind of break down the word a little bit. And so this week's word is advantage. And so, you know, Lindsay, you're always talking about the why is different. It's not a traditional workout facility or a traditional gym. It's different. You know, there's an advantage to being a member of the Y. And so I thought, well, this would be a perfect opportunity not only to welcome you guys as our newest business members of I've Decided and resource to the community to help them achieve their goals and dreams, but to kind of just talk about that word advantage. And sometimes, you know, advantage can have a few different meanings. But in this instance, we're talking about in a positive light. Take that, you know, the advantage of the difference that you guys offer. So let's just kind of go into that. And I don't know who wants to go first.
Well, Kim, I think we can take this in so many different ways. There are so many advantages of being a member of the Y. You know, just to start off, we have an amazing facility off of Willow Knowles Drive in the north part of Peoria. But it's not just that facility when you become a member. You know, we are out in the community as well. But just to talk a little bit about the facility, I don't know, Andy, do you want to start us off and just talk about what we offer?
Yeah, you know, we like to say a lot in our line of work that we're more than a gym, right? And that's what the advantage is of being a member of the Y is, yes, we have a gym, we have a pool, we have a wellness center where you can work out, but there's more to the organization than that. But the physical plant of the YMCA is a beautiful place. We own 57 acres, and we are in the city of Peoria. And that's an amazing thing when you think about it. 57 acres within the city limits. I don't know if there's any other property that's that big. Our facility itself is about 60,000 square feet, the brick and mortar part of our facility. And we have everything that any other fitness center will offer in town, and a lot more than that. You know, we have a state-of-the-art wellness center that's got all of the equipment that you'll ever need from a workout capacity. We have a full-size gymnasium where you can come in and play ball, and it's virtually open all day long for people to do that. There's a walking track up above the gymnasium where you can walk when the weather is cold like it is today and get that exercise in. And we also have a large pool, the largest outdoor pool in the area, I believe now, a 50-meter pool with a diving well. And a lot of people take advantage of that during the summertime. The one piece we're missing would be an indoor pool right now. And hopefully someday we'll be able to remedy that. And then we just have a plethora of green space and a forest area, actually, that we're really trying to figure out the best way to utilize all of that acreage within the city limits to give people a unique outdoor experience as well as the indoor kind of fitness thing that we do. But really the most important part of the YMCA, in my opinion, is the people. That's what makes us, I think, unique. And, you know, we talk a lot in the YMCA circles and here locally at our YMCA is the main difference between us and others who work in our industry, I'll say, in this community, is we are, most entities work under a transactional environment where I pay you for a service and then you're going to provide that service for me. And we try to take the approach of being a transformational environment where, yes, you got to pay to be a member and you need to pay for some of the services, but we want to work with you. We want to be there for you, want to meet you where you are at your particular time of your life, and help you achieve your goals, whether it be, you know, fitness related or something different. There's a lot of people that come to the Y that never touch a piece of equipment. They just come and they hang out. You know, we have a large senior population that uses our facility. And if you go upstairs between upstairs to the wellness area or the lounge area, and between the hours of 8 and 10 a.m., on any given morning, there's likely to be 12 or 15 seniors just kind of hanging out, drinking coffee, and socializing.
That social hour, which is so important for them.
Absolutely. The social interaction for a lot of people is an important part of wellness, right? It's not just about being physically well. It's about being spiritually well and socially well as well. And that's what we focus on, the whole triangle.
Yeah,
spirit, mind, and body. That's what the YMCA Foundation is built on. And we focus on that in everything that we do. So we think that we're different. We believe that we're different. And we're really trying to communicate that in the community, that it is a different opportunity for people to consider.
And speaking of different, you're relatively new right? to the YMCA here in Peoria, but not to the YMCA and not to Peoria.
Right.
So just kind of introduce yourself a little bit, Andy, and you know, how did you end up back here in this role? And
Well,
that'd be great. I think people love to
my
know.
YMCA career started about, let's see, we're in 2008, so 23 years ago. And I actually started working in the Y in Peoria, fresh out of college, graduated from Illinois State University just down the road, came to work for the YMCA, doing behind-the-scenes work for the Gus Macker 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which anybody who's been here for any amount of time knows what that is. And so I kind of just fell into a career, and 23 years later, I'm back. I came back a little over a year ago, June of 2017. I was blessed to come back and to take the leadership role for this organization. But I've worked for 5 different YMCAs across the state of Illinois, over the course of time, really kind of gaining the experiences that I need to be able to be in this role. And my wife and I are both from the area. I went to Illini Bluffs High School. My wife graduated from Limestone. We live in the Bartonville area now, and our kids are going to Limestone High School. And in the various junior highs around. So it's a homecoming for us, and it's something that we've always wanted to do as I've kind of drug my family around the state to work in the YMCAs. We've always had this goal to come back.
Yeah. So your advantage is you got to come back home.
That's right. The Y has given me that advantage to be able to come back home, be close to family. And that's really important to us. And I'm really excited to be here.
That's awesome. And Lindsay, you too, because you've had a little, you've kind of been over the sea there a bit a ways, huh?
I have. It was a little bit further distance for me to come back home to Central Illinois. I grew up here in Central Illinois, but left when I left college, really, about the age of 20, I left Illinois and lived in lots of different places. But for the last 8 years, lived in New Zealand. Well, not the last 8 years, but for 8 years, I lived there and then decided that it was time to come back home to Central Illinois where I grew up. And so I brought my family here. And yeah, it's been...
Your kids were born?
My kids were born in New Zealand.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm.
And they've lost their accents now, but for a while there, they sounded very Kiwi, like my husband.
And your husband is from New Zealand?
My husband is from New Zealand, yeah. But it's really nice being here in Central Illinois, even though it is wintertime and that's a little bit hard, but we get through it. But it's been amazing to be able to spend time back here with family and be close.
And as soon as you got here, you kind of came on board with the YMCA, correct?
I did. I kind of had the job before we landed. So it was, I came and had a tour of the Y and said, okay, sign me up. Let's get started.
And then I remember back when we were talking about you guys coming on initially with I've Decided, there was a transition happening and you were really struggling because you were hoping for a good leader. And so
I know
you've been thrilled.
We're so excited to have Andy on board. For the last year and a half almost that Andy's been with us, we have just seen the transformation of our organization from that one location that Andy talked about off of Willow Knowles Drive, which is a beautiful facility. And it's amazing to see our members just really transform, you know, through being a member of the Y there. But we've expanded our community outreach, which is what the YMCA is all about. It's not just about the building and the people that come to that building, but it's about the impact that we have in our community. And that's what I have seen over the last year and a half happen, that the Y, we're not just our four walls anymore. We are out there and we are serving our community with that servant mindset.
You guys and on that same token, we were just at the Thanksgiving lunching with the Peoria Chamber, where they give their yearly awards and they have a nice lunch over at the Civic Center. And the Community Wealth Award, Andy, yeah, you guys were honored with that. Tell us a little bit about that and what is the meaning of that award and how do you think you guys landed that?
Well, we were very honored to receive it. And I think it was an important time, I think, for us as an organization to be recognized. And I say that because over the last year and a half, as Lindsay has talked about, we've been doing a lot of work and really being and recommitting ourselves to being engaged in the community and to be collaboratively minded. It's one of the reasons why we've come on board with I've Decided, is because we want to work with others. And we want to share our resources and combine our resources with other organizations, other entities, other businesses to make sure that the impact that we're trying to create across the community is sustainable. And we know that that's a really valuable model to pursue. And so over the last year and a half, as we've been working really hard to do that, to be recognized by the Chamber of Commerce. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think I realized the importance of the award until I showed up at the luncheon.
And all those people.
And I saw that there were 750
right.
people
all those
there.
People there.
And all these business leaders that are there. To be recognized in that format and have the opportunity to stand up and speak about the commitment that the Y is making to be a community partner was really important for us. And it really kind of re-energized us as a staff unit, as a board unit, as an organization that we're on the right path, right? We haven't achieved the pinnacle, we never will, but we know that we're heading in the right direction. And this has really re-energized us and given us a foundation to build off of. And we're really excited about that. So the award itself is really just being recognized for being a community partner and being willing to collaborate with others. And there's some examples that we can talk about that exemplify that. And I think that's why we've been recognized. And so what we've done is we've just reached out to as many people as we can, as many organizations as we can, and said, we're here. We want to partner. And I think that, you know, 18 years ago, the YMCA moved out of the old downtown facility on Hamilton Boulevard, which is now known as the Dream Center, and moved up north to the Willow Knolls location where we are now, and really did that out of necessity because the Y was going through a very difficult time and struggling from a membership perspective, and merged with the Willow Knolls Country Club at that point in time. We moved our operation. And through no fault of anyone, we really kind of lost our identity. And because we were known, I think, at that time and before that as an organization that was committed to meeting community needs and working with those that are underprivileged and lacking some of the resources. And we kind of lost our way a little bit. And what I've done, or what my goal is coming back as the CEO, and our board is committed to this, and I think it's one of the reasons why they hired me, is I'm really focused now on putting the Y back on the map as a committed organization to meeting community needs and working with those that are underprivileged, are less fortunate. Yet that's not our only focus. We're for everyone. And, you know, one of the best things that we do at the Y is we provide scholarships and we raise money out in the community. That's one of Lindsay's roles as our director of fund development, is to raise money so that we can give away services to people who need it. We rarely give it away for free. We usually always charge something, and it's usually based on their income level. But anything and everything that we do, you can get access to no matter what your situation is. And that's unique. Not everybody does that, but the Y is committed to that. And we will raise the necessary funds. One of the things that we say is we never turn anyone away. You know, our mission statement ends with the phrase, for all. And that's the two most important words that I can say to anybody, is that we are here for all. We don't care what color of skin you have, what form of religion you believe in, what your political party is. We are here for you, and we will welcome you with open arms, and we will do our best to provide quality services to you or your children or your grandparents or whoever it is that needs us, and meet you where you are and help you achieve your goals.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, if you are just tuning in to us this morning, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show. You've just been listening to Mr. Andy Thornton. He is the CEO of the Peoria YMCA, just sharing his heart with us, really. And just I can hear your passion, Andy. I just love that. I think there is another advantage of participating at the YMCA in some way, just knowing the heart of Lindsay, and now learning the heart of you, Andy. I just think that's an advantage when you know you're participating or spending your money just supporting an organization that has people leading it with hearts that truly care. That itself is a huge advantage.
And I think, Kim, you'll find at the Y, it's not just those of us that are in these leadership roles who that heart. You know, you come to our facility and you go to a spin class, and you're going to find that spin instructor is there to support you and guide you, and they have the passion for what they do. Like, they are so excited. Any of our group fitness instructors, we have 50 group fitness classes every week, and every single one of those instructors has a passion for what they do. You know, we have our before and after school care program, and those leaders of that program who work with the kids or who work with our kids in the summer with our summer camp, they have such passion for the kids that they're working with. And you also see it with our volunteers. We have another advantage of being a part of the Y is that we have so many volunteer opportunities for our members and our community. And every single one of those people has such passion for what they're doing. You know, we have a program that's called the Rebound Program. It's held out at the East Bluff Community Center. And that's a community partnership that the Y's had for a long time. But when Andy got involved a year and a half ago, we decided it was a summer program. And we said, these kids need something to do throughout the school year, too. So every single Saturday at the East Bluff Community Center, you can go down there and see these kids playing basketball. But also getting mentoring from our volunteers. We have an amazing group of volunteers, and this is really spearheaded by Peoria Charter Coach, who are our naming rights sponsor of this program. And they don't just help fund the program, they are our key volunteers for the program. And they have such a passion for ministering to the kids and really providing that guidance and mentoring. You know, we have kids that are between the ages of 7 to 14 in this program. And a lot of these kids don't have dads in their lives. They don't have that positive male role model. And by the Y providing this year-round program, this the Rebound program, these boys, it's mainly boys that are in the program, they're able to get that. And they're also able to do something that they love. You ask any one of them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they want to be a professional basketball player.
Yeah, right. It's awesome. And so to have that mentorship, that is, you know, I didn't even realize you guys did that. There's probably so many things that we could go on and on about that we don't realize. And that's what I love about you guys. And that's why I'm so excited to be able to have you as a resource for our community members, for the people who come to our conferences. And speaking of conferences, we have our kickoff motivational and leadership conference that's happening on Saturday, January 19th. We have a new venue this year, which we're very excited about. It's going to be at Richwoods High School. If you don't know this, Richwoods has a brand new auditorium. So we are thrilled to be able to host our conference there. And you're going to get to meet these guys. If you come to the conference, you'll get to chat with the YMCA and among many other members. We have over 50 business members who are a part of I've Decided that can provide resources for you to help you achieve your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. And that's what I've Decided is all about. We're all about providing you that motivation and inspiration and accountability, support, information, education, and tools and resources like the YMCA to help you be successful. So if you want to be your healthiest in 2019, and just like Lindsay, what you're talking about with volunteers, maybe there's some listeners who want to get involved, who want to volunteer, just want to participate in the community, because, you know, giving back is an advantage. I mean, there's so many advantages to giving back and supporting community events like what you guys are doing. So,
yeah, and we have lots of volunteer opportunities, not just, you know, the Rebound program with coaching or mentoring. In 2019, we are going to be launching our Safety Around Water program. So anyone who has a passion around swimming, aquatics, and just teaching kids skills that are going to save their life one day, you know, those essential life skills, we're going to be launching that program. So your listeners can check out our Facebook page or our website to find out more information. And there's always volunteer opportunities listed on our website. So it's peoriaymca.org/volunteer. And, you know, from reading to children to helping with just small projects around the Y to the swimming and the basketball, we have a lot of opportunities.
And what about you guys are doing a mentor program as well? Are you with the girls? Is that something that you're still doing? Or
so we have a teen reach program that we have, and we're always looking for volunteers with that teen reach program. So that's an after school program for kids that are in 6th through 8th grade. And so that's kind of a time when kids don't actually, they're not able to go to after school care, but they're not really old enough to go home and take care of themselves. And a lot of parents have to work. So this Teen Reach program is completely free, and we're at maximum capacity of it currently. And it's just a really great opportunity for the kids to get mentoring. They also get just life skill development. They get help with homework. They look at career exploration. It's a really awesome program for them.
So that would kind of be like those tweeners then.
That's exactly
what it is. They're just
not
quite ready to be the lock key kid. They're not quite there yet.
Kids that are in 6th to 8th grade, in their age range of 6th to 8th grade, that's a period of time where we're at most vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. And if we don't have someplace to go that's safe, we can get ourselves into trouble. I mean, if we think back to when we were 12, 13, 14 years old, I know I was allowed to roam the streets, and we didn't always make the best choices in life, right?
Right.
And kids nowadays have access to a lot more stuff than what we had back then. So it's a great program. It is free. It's a federally funded program through the U.S. Department of Education. And that's how it's underwritten. So it is free, and we're excited to be able to offer it. And as Lindsay said, it's at capacity now, but we've doubled our enrollment over the last year, and we hope to continue to
Now, do the buses drop them off there then after school?
Or? We actually pick them up.
So you have a bus that picks them up.
Yeah, we have three buses that we go out and pick up kids from, I think, five or six different school sites in Peoria. We actually have some kids that do come from Dunlap as well, and their parents will actually drop them off.
Wow, that's amazing. See what we're learning? Who knew, right? And now, do you guys, like, Lindsay, are you the grant writer there? Do you do the grant writing? I mean,
that's a collaborative effort.
We all participate that. We all have a role in our fundraising effort, from whether you're on the staff team or you're a board member of the Y or just another volunteer. Everybody participates. So it's a community effort when we fundraise, and some of that is done through traditional fundraising methods. There are some grants that we pursue, obviously, to run some of these programs. But Lindsay is the leader.
Right.
We need a ringleader, and Lindsay is that leader, and her and I work closely in that capacity. But it's a team effort. There's no doubt about it. And there's a lot more need out there that we want to try to reach, and we're going to have to do that by raising some funds, because unfortunately, the community that needs us most doesn't have the resources to pay for a lot of these services, so we need to find a way to help.
You got
to
find a way. And so some of the fun, I've participated in some of those fundraisers, the soiree.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
We have
some of your events that you do throughout the year where you raise money, Lindsay.
So our biggest event is our summer soiree, held in 2019. It's actually going to be in September this year. September 14th is the date. So put it on your calendar. Make sure you're coming, Kim.
Oh, I'll be there.
It's a poolside event. We have it catered. We have an open bar. We have a band. And we do lots of fun activities. And everyone gets dressed up and get to hang out poolside. The pool at the Y is really pretty. And it's just a great venue for that type of event. And it's just a chance for us to raise money for our scholarships and for our community programs that we offer. Our scholarships are donor funded. The membership dues that people pay do not go to fund the philanthropic work that we do in our community. So we really rely on those donations from individuals and businesses so that we can offer, you know, those families and the individuals who can't afford that YMCA membership. You know, you might have a mom who is struggling with type 2 diabetes, and she has young children, and she's, you know, needing to get fit and just make sure that she's healthy for her family. And oftentimes a gym membership is out of reach, and we want to make sure that that is not the barrier for her to be healthy and for her family to be healthy. So we offer those donor-supported scholarships, and without the donations that we receive, we can't do that. So it's really important that the community supports it, and not just our members, but the greater Peoria community.
And you don't have to be a member to partake in all of the events that
that's
you guys
right.
do.
Oh, that's right.
Money.
And so you don't have to be a member to volunteer.
Right.
And it's open to everyone.
Absolutely. So I want to make sure we're clear about that. And you do a great job. You make the events fun, and so then you feel like, you know, yeah, you're donating some money, but you're getting a good time back in return, whether
That's
it's
right.
in food or entertainment, or, you know, it's a fun
the time company.
The company, right. That's great. So, all right. Awesome. I know. I can't believe our half hour is coming to
you're
a close.
You're going to have us back.
We will. Don't worry.
Yep.
We're going to have you back sometime in 2019 for sure. We want to make sure everybody knows about your events. Lindsay, we've talked about making sure you guys come back on the show as we get closer to your events. And I know you'll have some special promotions for your memberships in 2019. So
That's
we
right.
want to make sure
we
that
just had
everybody
a meeting today that set the schedule for our membership promotion for the new year. So there's going to be some information coming out in the next couple days.
In the next week or so, he gets a little ahead of himself.
But in she's the next, she's like,
yeah, the marketing director says. But yeah, we're going to definitely have a great membership promotion coming up for the new year. So everyone needs to check us out on Facebook to make sure you
but
keep up to date
on that. We can tell you a little bit about it right now. The last week of the month. So starting on Sunday, I think it's the 23rd through the 31st, is we're going to open up the Y to the community. It's free for everyone for that week.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
A free for all.
So that's the teaser.
That's right.
That's the teaser for the new membership promotion. And then there's some more things that come along with that. But for the week, the last week of the year, it's free to everybody to come and try the Y.
Wow. That's a pretty good promotion.
You hear it, heard,
you
it,
heard
here,
it right here, here on first. I Decided Radio first. See what we're doing here in the community? Giving away free Y memberships for everybody. That's great. The last week of December.
Yeah, just for the week.
Just for the week. I was going to say.
I saw Lindy's eyes go, whoa. No. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in this Sunday morning. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your support, and thank you for listening. If you have not joined the I've Decided community yet, would you do that? We want to invite you to join the community so you can get on track of achieving your goals, achieving your dreams, whatever they might be. We'll provide you all the resources, all the pieces of the puzzle of success, so that you can fulfill those goals and dreams. And you'll be able to get in touch and communicate with resources like Lindsay and Andy from the YMCA here in Peoria. And they can help you get on the right track of living a healthy lifestyle or giving back, whatever that might be. So we hope that you'll join our community, and we will see you at the kickoff Motivational Leadership Conference on Saturday, January 19th. You can get more information or register at ivedecided.org. Thanks again, Andy and
Thank
Lindsay.
You,
you
Thanks,
guys
Kim.
Have a great Sunday, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?